Hey, everybody, welcome back to Letterman Row. I am Austin Ward. That is Jeremy Birmingham. This is a rapid reaction. It is brought to you by Byers Auto. Another transfer portal edition on the way for the Buckeyes. We're going to talk about it right now. All right, Berm, the Buckeyes staying busy with this offseason. The Rose Bowl just a couple days in the rearview mirror. We already talked a few weeks ago about Diamante Trainum coming in to help at linebacker, and now Ohio State. And new defensive coordinator Jim Knowles have reached back to Oklahoma State, and Tanner McAllister will be joining this show again, just as we did a few weeks ago. This will be the second time that happened with the transfer portal, and the second time that the Buckeyes have brought in a little veteran help here as part of the reload on defense.
Yeah, and it's interesting to think about how often this may happen as we move forward in college football because of the virtual or de facto free agency that's been created, where players who really like to play for one coach see an opportunity to follow that coach when he goes somewhere else. And Jim Knowles clearly is a guy that connects well with his players. And I'm excited to get an opportunity to talk to Tanner a little bit about that, because he knows way more about Coach Knowles than we do at this point. So it's exciting to figure out what Ohio State's getting from his perspective, but also from what Ohio State's getting in Tanner McAllister is a defensive back that maybe even 3 weeks ago wasn't as big of a need as it is now when you lose Lathan Ransom for the spring, and a safety that was extremely productive inside of the Big 12. I believe he was number two in positive defensive plays or something of all defensive backs in the Big 12 last year. However you rank that, I don't know, but I know that he was very highly ranked, and a player from the Dallas area who played against great high school competition has become a really successful college defensive back. And that's what you need. I mean, Ohio State needs to have depth. They passed up on a couple guys in the transfer portal already. And they've taken a look around the country and thought about maybe adding someone else to the recruiting class. But as Ryan Day has talked about over and over, they're looking for fit, and Tanner McAllister is certainly a good fit.
Yeah, I know that this has been a very popular topic in looking at the safety position, and not everybody agrees with me, or maybe you. You don't have to be lumped in with me, but the safety position here was really, going into the Rose Bowl and before what happened, very unfortunate for Lathan Ransom and that leg injury. We'll see exactly how long that takes for him to put the air cast on the cart right away. That looked like a broken leg, very similar to what happened to Josh Proctor. Well, now that then puts two players who are going to be key to Ohio State's, you know, top line defense coming off of significant leg injuries. So that obviously changes the equation a little bit. But this was a situation with Tanner McAllister was already in the works beforehand. So that tells you that Jim Knowles and Ryan Day, when they looked at this, there was a lot of advantages to somebody who knows that system already, has played Power 5 football for 4 years at a pretty decent level. This was one of the best defenses in the country that the Cowboys had a year ago. That's why Jim Knowles was hired, and Tanner McAllister was obviously a big part of that. So you see that standing out. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean that he comes in right away and is a starter. I think that Josh Proctor is trending towards getting back, doing some things in spring. You're going to have Ronnie Hickman back there. You have Bryson Shaw with more experience coming off of last season, and then Court Williams, who had a really strong Rose Bowl, not to mention a solid class of freshmen, and they were really doing some good stuff, whether that was in training camp or even Rose Bowl practice. So I still believe, even with Tanner McAllister coming in, that Ohio State didn't have to make this move, but it certainly views it as a bonus.
I think it views it as a bonus, and it's comfort for Tanner McAllister and Jim Knowles, and I think that's important because, obviously it's Ryan Day's team, but it is going to be Jim Knowles' defense. And if he has a guy in the back end that can help teach it, then that's certainly a plus for him and for Ohio State. So with that, I think we should bring Tanner on, and let's get an idea of exactly who he is and why he's the right fit for Ohio State.
All right, we're joined by Tanner McAllister, proven all Big 12 safety, knows Jim Knowles quite well. He's going to use one more season of eligibility and come play at Ohio State. Tanner, thanks for joining us. Congratulations on the decision and next move. And what went into it? Why do you want to stick around? You could have easily been an NFL player, I think, this spring, but you decided to make this move to join the Buckeyes.
Right. For me, it was the beginning of it was all about relationships. I think Coach Jim Knowles, I mean, the players at Ohio State are gonna begin to, realize that he's a player's coach. He's a coach that, although he's gonna yell at you and, he's gonna do everything coaches are supposed to do, but once you get to know him, you know that he's only doing it because he wants what's best for you. And I think what's best for me is come back to college. This draft class is going to be kind of, you know, hectic with COVID happening and a lot of guys being able to come back. So I think for me personally, the best thing I could do is, you know, come back to college for one more year and, you know, continue to work on my game, continue to work on my craft, you know, maybe put some more things on tape and, you know, hopefully win a national championship, you know, bring a national championship to Columbus. But I think with Knowles getting the job at Ohio State, you know, he's been my coach every year I've been at Oklahoma State. So, I mean, our relationship is really good. He knows what I can do. You know, I know what he likes to do as a coach. So I think me coming to Ohio State along with him, you know, is going to bring some experience to that defense. You know, guys aren't going to really know what they're doing in the beginning. And, you know, I can help, build that relationship with Coach Knowles and also help other guys figure out the defense. So I think for me personally, it was just about relationships and me developing for one more year.
Tanner, can you speak a little bit about how unusual that is? I mean, you're the guy that knows the coach, you're the guy that knows the defense, but you don't know where the locker room is, and you don't know, you've never visited Ohio State. I mean, it's obviously a very unique situation. How hard was it to just come to terms with this choice, even though you haven't had a chance to even visit the school yet?
Right. It was a really hard decision. You know, when I was going through, you know, my mind just trying to make the decision, it was, everything was unknown. You know, I've never been to Columbus, never been to Ohio. So things like that, you know, you think about as a player, you know, come out of high school, you get to do your visits and your official visits and all that. But with the dead week, with the dead period, I wasn't able to do that. So really my decision was hard. But like I said before, my decision was made off of relationships. You know, I have really great relationships at Oklahoma State. Being at Oklahoma State, I mean, I've been able to learn from a lot of great coaches, learn from a lot of great players. But making this move, you know, I have 1 year left. You know, I want to make the most of this one last year. I didn't want any regrets, or I didn't want to, you know, making decisions out of fear. You know, I have a spot at Oklahoma State. You know, I could go to Ohio State and not have one. I didn't want to make any decisions out of fear. So I decided to, you know, make this move. And I think it's going to be in my best interest. But, you know, not being up there, you know, I'm just going to have to make some adjustments. I mean, I'm used to adjusting, but, you know, it's going to be a big adjustment moving to a new state, a new city. And like you said, new locker room, new players, all of that. But, you know, I think it'll be a fun adjustment for this last year. And I'm looking forward to making the most out of it.
Tanner, when you look at what Coach Knowles did at Oklahoma State, not just with you, but that entire group, what is Ohio State getting in a Jim Knowles defense?
Right. I think guys are going to, like I said earlier, guys are going to realize that Coach Knowles is a player's coach. You know, he wants what's best for each of the players on the team. So he's going to put us in, you know, situations that, you know, he feels are going to bring the most success for us as a defense. So being at Oklahoma State with him, you know, at the beginning, I was like, man, who's this guy yelling at me every day, you know, talking crazy. But, you know, as time went on, I realized, man, he really wants what's best for me. And, you know, you saw our defense from the first year he was there to, you know, obviously his last year, we ended up being, I think, a top two or top three defense in the nation. So it may take time, may not take time, but I will say that Ohio State's getting a player's coach. He's getting a coach. They're getting a coach that, you know, every player on that defense is going to want to play for. And I think that's why, you know, his defenses do so well.
You know, I guess one of the things I'm interested in, you talk about all the adjustments you're going to have to make. I know that you're familiar with Jackson Smith and Jigba, who played at your rival high school of you. He played at Rockwell. You played at Heath. And what did you know, how many other guys on that roster do you know? Have you had conversations with? And what type of adjustment period do you think there is? I mean, it's different now. You're not an 18-year-old guy coming out of high school who doesn't, you know, have confidence in what you can do. I mean, obviously, you know who you are. But how much of an impact do you think that makes on a guy heading into a new program?
Right. I mean, me and Jackson, we kind of grew up together, you know, in that Rockwell area since we were about 6 or 7. You know, we played on the same little league team, you know, middle school, went to the same, you know, middle schools in that area. And he went to Rockwell. I went to Rockwell. He went to rival high schools, and I had the opportunity to play him twice. I got an interception against him. He'll tell you all that. But yeah, Jay Jackson's my guy. I mean, his older brother, Kanan, who's, you know, he plays in the MLB, you know, those guys are like family to me. I mean, me and his parents, my parents and his parents know each other, they're close. You know, So that's like family. So having family up there is a really big deal for me. During my whole process, he was in my ear like, man, please come. Like, he was in my ear the whole process. So, I mean, obviously he had a influence on it. You know, he had a hell of a year, and I'm so happy for him. I'm so proud of him to see him shine. I think, going at against him in practice is going to be fun as well. But obviously Jackson had an impact on my decision, and having family up there, I think, will make my transition a little easier. So I'm excited for that as well.
Well, everybody, you heard it here first. Ohio State is getting somebody who can shut down Jackson Smith and Jigba. So that's good stuff. He was actually talking about you last week at the Rose Bowl. So there's a lot of excitement, I know, from the Ohio State end to add to this and see what you can do for the defense. Looking forward to having you up here, Tanner. Thanks for your time.
Yes, sir. No problem.
Appreciate it, man.
Yeah.
Well, there you have it, Berm, the newest member of the Ohio State secondary. I know that Ryan Day and members of the coaching staff last week were asking Jackson a little bit about what kind of guy Tanner McAllister was. I know that can go a long way, help push it over the top. Ohio State getting a little bonus there in the secondary and a little bit of familiarity, one teammate that he knows well, and obviously one coach that he knows very well.
Yeah, and this is what you need in college football in today's new era. And Ryan Day, again, had talked about it all throughout December. The Buckeyes are not going to go heavy in the transfer portal, but they're going to look for guys that can fill a spot here or there and that can help. This is not a situation where they expect Tanner McAllister to come in and be a guaranteed starter or anything like that. But that sort of experience and the knowledge of Jim Knowles' defense, and knowing that Josh Proctor is coming back from the leg injury, now knowing Lathan Ransom's out with the leg injury, knowing that you're still trying to rotate Cam Martinez and get him to figure out that deep safety position, knowing that you're trying to move around a lot of parts. You have the spots, you may as well use them. And Tanner McAllister, if this is our first conversation with the guy, it's hard not to be impressed.
Yep, you hear a little bit about why Jackson Smith and Jigba spoke so highly of him, known him for a long time. They will be joining forces for Ohio State trying to win a national championship next year. The offseason well underway, a couple of transfer portal additions already in the fold for the Buckeyes and already having joined Rapid Reaction, which is brought to you by Byers Auto. We appreciate Tanner McAllister for his time. Enjoy him. Give him the best of luck as he heads up to Columbus. For Berm, I am Austin. Stay with us for full coverage of Ohio State 365 days a year at LettermanRow.com.